Welcome to the online training morning success routine. Three simple steps to increase your clarity, focus, and productivity. What if working to reach your goals became easier and more enjoyable? I'm Patty Cotton, and I work with seasoned executives and business owners who are ready to excel at higher levels. You see, 7 out of 10 professionals will not reach their goals this year. Even though they have exceptional track records and each has a strategic business plan, they have not yet developed the specific leadership behaviors they need to achieve greater objectives, and I help them do just that. I coach these professionals to excel in areas they may not have even thought possible, and I do this by identifying and helping to grow those areas of their leadership that support reaching bigger goals while teaching them behaviors and approaches that will keep them more energized, engaged, and in control. You may identify with these professionals who want to enjoy the experience of the journey as well as the excellent results. And you want this without the stress that can come from setting bigger objectives so that you can contribute your best work. In this training series, I'm going to share with you a morning routine I teach my clients. Those who adopt it report greater clarity, focus, and energy throughout their entire day, helping them to operate more efficiently and effectively. I developed this routine after researching the habits of several great leaders such as Steve Jobs, Margaret Thatcher, Richard Branson, and many more like them. These professionals all have something in common. They've recognized the importance of developing their personal leadership in order to achieve their goals. These leaders have discovered what the coaching world already knows, that in order to reach higher objectives, you must develop more of your own potential so that you can achieve these more effectively. In other words, what got you here will not get you there. You must adopt new behaviors and adjust old ones that no longer serve you. And all of this starts with the way you begin your day. The routine I'm going to teach you has worked for hundreds of my own clients. They're business owners or executives at companies such as Boeing, Harvard University, Coca-Cola, Cisco Foods, Bank of America, Girl Scouts of America, and many more. The routine is comprised of 3 simple steps of 5 minutes each, and when they are combined, they're going to yield hours of productivity for you in return. But first, a bit about me and why I'm actually qualified to teach this to you. It's my privilege to have more than 25 years of international leadership experience. Working with heads of state as well as decision makers from many industries in the business world, I gained great insight as to the skills and strategies I needed in order to succeed as the CEO of my own company. And this same experience also provided me with a clear understanding as to what can make or break an effective and fulfilled professional's journey to the top. At one time, I was one of those executives in charge of great responsibility. Many people coveted my office, and some even wanted to be in my shoes. Yet I felt frustrated, and as though success was just a giant rat wheel with no slowdown. I felt like I was always running behind. Reaching goals and making a difference were no longer fun, and staying focused and on task was hard with so many demands. I began to suffer from slow decision-making, and I became chronically fatigued. I was clearly in overwhelm and, truthfully, on a fast path to burnout. Have you ever felt like that? I hope you haven't. But if you have, or if instead you simply realize that discovering the key to working smarter will not only increase your effectiveness, but also the way that you enjoy your work, then this training is for you. If you're a highly motivated professional, ready to reach bigger goals more effectively with more focus, more ease, higher productivity, greater energy, and greater enjoyment, then you are in the right place. So let's get started. I shared earlier that at a certain moment in my career, I'd reached a point where I was chronically exhausted. As I continued to conquer seemingly impossible goals, the passion for my work had gone. It was not until I confronted myself that it became clear. I had allowed the tyranny of the urgent to grab and control my life, and it wasn't pretty. I was tired, stressed, and sometimes so scattered that I could not work well. Distractors ruled, and I did not. It was devastating. I had led a team of 15 people to raise millions of dollars when the experts said it could not be done. Magazines and newspaper articles often featured me as one of the women you need to know. Yet I'd lost my rudder. My engagement and my passion were gone, and it showed in my leadership and my results. How did I turn this around to build my own global company, coaching other executives around the world to be exceptionally successful? I'd love to share the entire story with you, but we have just a little time together, and I want to give you all I have in the time we have for this training. So, the bigger story will come another time. But I will tell you that if I had had the tool then that I am going to teach you now, it could have helped me turn things around and turn them around a lot faster. I call this tool the morning success routine, and the few minutes it requires daily will return hours of productivity and energy to help you better meet your goals. So what is this routine, and how do you put one together that fits for you? The three-step morning success routine is designed to clear your mind, center your focus, and to give your attitude the boost it needs to energize you to do your best work. Clearing is the first step, and that is decluttering your mind from thought fragments and other white noise that your brain generates and collects while you sleep. Clearing literally sweeps out mental cobwebs and prepares the brain to focus. Centering, the second step, is harnessing the mental energy your brain possesses to teach it how to better focus and concentrate. Then the third step is creating an intentional positive attitude for the day so that your focus operates from the frontal lobe, the part of the brain that we call the executive brain, where best critical thinking and decision-making take place. Together, these three steps will set the tone for your day and give you additional tools for staying on top of things more effectively. Now, I mentioned that these steps are to be performed when you arise each morning. So I need you to pay attention, especially to this next part. It is very important that when you get up in the morning, that you do not reach for your phone or your computer or any type of digital device. Some of you are silently cringing right now, and you know who you are. You open your eyes, reach for your phone, check to see if you have new messages. Then you grab your coffee and open your email, check voicemails. A lot of incoming information that will immediately take you into a busy and cluttered mindset. And this cluttered mindset will keep you from harnessing the focus you need to begin your day. So please do not reach for your phone or computer. Bear with me. And do not begin to eat breakfast or any other daily activity yet. The first 15 minutes of your morning should be devoted to this routine, enabling you to handle the rest of the day in an even smarter and more productive way. So, when you do open your eyes each morning, a quick hop to wash your hands if needed, get your coffee or other hot drink, and sit in a quiet place, and we will be ready to begin. And the first step is clearing the mind. Now, it makes sense that if you want to enjoy good focus and clear thinking, your mind must be clear. There are a few ways to keep a clear mind about you during your workday, and it's very important to set the tone with this when you first rise in the morning. You see, while you were sleeping, your brain never stopped its busy activity. During the night, your brain facilitated dreams and cataloged pieces of information, and bits of thoughts and facts are still floating about, as well as unfinished conversations, grocery lists, and situations that are promoting stress in your life. The brain needs to let go of these fragments in order to work its very best for you. To do this, you're literally going to sweep out what I call brain cobwebs. You're going to empty your mind of what's left over from last night's brain activity. Now, this can be accomplished in a variety of ways, but here is one that my clients find most effective. I call it free-flow journaling. This type of journaling is very different than recording what you did on your last vacation or writing on a particular theme that requires your thought and attention. Free-flow journaling is quite the opposite. It actually allows you to throw out onto paper what is stored in your brain. And here's how it works. Get a pen and a spiral-bound notebook with blank paper. This notebook can be whatever size you want it to be. You're going to simply write for 3 to 5 minutes and let your pen guide you. Start writing and put down whatever comes to your mind. Now, the words don't even have to make sense. They just have to come out of your pen. What emerges may be a grocery list or pieces of thoughts. Just write them down. This is not a journal you're going to be sharing with anyone, so don't go back and correct any misspellings. Rather, let your pen pull you forward. This is a great exercise in overcoming perfectionism. One day, my journal included several things such as, "The cat is scratching my leg. I sure do wish I had more coffee. What's that noise?" So you see, whatever comes out of your pen is fine. This is a literal clearing of the mind cobwebs. Now, a very important point about free-flow journaling to clear the mind. You do not want to go back and review what you have written in days past, or your mind will get caught back up in the white noise, the mind chatter. This is a practice in letting go. Let the process work for you. Now, this is just one exercise to clear the mind. Let me give you an alternative if you feel the need to physically move around rather than journal. You can spend a quick 5 minutes in an activity such as morning stretches, a brisk walk, or something similar that requires you to perform bilateral activity, meaning to move both sides of your body back and forth. This bilateral movement actually helps process thinking as well in case you're consumed with a particularly stressful or sticky issue and you feel the need to move. Whether you choose free-flow journaling or exercise with a bilateral or back-and-forth movement, do this for 5 minutes. This is your clearing activity. Once you have completed this, you're ready to move on to the second step, which is centering to provide more focus. I will teach you this in the next training module. Here's to your success.